Okay, I'll just hit the record button. So welcome everyone to tonight's Max Chat. As I sort of indicated last week, this year our plan is to work progressively through the program, the sessions in the program in sort of a sequential order at each of the Max Chats. And the first few we're just sort of setting the scene rather than diving straight into the individual sessions. For example, business session 64. So tonight we want to cover off what I would say are my top tips to completing the business program, with the goal of making it as enjoyable, as easy as possible. And in saying that, obviously, we all have different learning styles, and we all will approach some of these things a little bit differently. So yes, they are my top tips. Welcome to Stephen and Rosie for joining us. They are my top tips, and hopefully you can apply them or modify them or mold them to suit you and how you'd like to approach it. But certainly these would be my recommendations for you. So as a starting point, I'll just get this slide working properly here. Just often when we move into from the fitness part of the program into the business, there's a small degree of trepidation. Business for many of us is a foreign thing. We're attracted to the fitness because of how passionate we are about health, our own health and our own well-being, and what we can do for others to improve their health and well-being. The business element brings in another dimension, and there's a degree of trepidation. For some others, quite the contrary, they enjoy it and they approach it with great excitement. And someone like Shayla, for example, who's a bank manager, well experienced and confident in the realms of business. But my overriding thing here is just to keep calm. It's not necessarily about having to work harder. It's about working smarter through the business program. And I think that if you take advantage of, the tips that I come up with, I think a smarter element will come to the surface. It's not a case of necessarily having to work harder, because it's a topic that you may not necessarily be as comfortable with. So just keep cool. It's not as complex and difficult as you may perceive. And in fact, it can be, in my mind, the most fun and the most rewarding part of what you actually do. So let's start with tip number one. Tip number one is to research what's required in the business part of the program. By this stage, you should be well familiar with how the online learning platform operates and works, unless you have elected to start at the business program. And some people do in fact do that. They do the business first and the fitness component second, and rather than fitness first and business second. So if you are in fact doing that, then you need to familiarize yourself with how the online learning platform operates. If not, well, you shouldn't need to do that. But what I do recommend is you take the time to actually look, at the business sessions. And it starts with the introduction to the business part of the Max program, and then works its way down through the business library, the business assessments and uploads, and then all of the individual sessions. Become very, very familiar with that, because and all of the different components, because information and knowledge is power, and the more you're aware of what is involved, the more of you're aware of the steps and the sequencing of all of the programs, the more comfortable you're going to be as you work through it. And certainly in the case of the business library and the business assessments and uploads, I thoroughly recommend you look at every single one of those, before you just dive into it. And I'm recommending you just resist the temptation just to charge off and rip into that first session and start listening to Cayman or Rowie or me or whoever's delivering the session and getting into it. Take some time to prepare yourself, and that's about tip number one. It's about doing that research. Then I recommend that you set a few smart goals around the completion of the business component or parts of the business component of the program. If you aim at something, you're almost certain to hit it if you're focused and determined. But if you don't hit it, you're going to get pretty close to it. But if you don't have a specific goal in mind to complete, you know, the first group of sessions or the entire sessions and booked in your final written evaluation, you know, in advance, so you know that you've got to work towards that date, and that obviously then allows you to contemplate booking in for your final practical evaluation, which you can't do until the whole program is complete. You know, SMART goals around that specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, and time-bound around those little individual milestones that you want to try and achieve. For example, if your goal was to graduate in New Zealand in May, essentially, 4 months or so away from now, slightly more than 4 months, I think it's the 20th of May, totally realistic goal to be able to do, then you would set some dates back from that in order to achieve certain key milestones that are very specific in terms of what you're going to achieve, measurable in the sense that, you know, you've completed certain number of sessions by a certain date, completed a certain number of quizzes, maybe had some of your assignments looked at by myself or K-Man. We may have looked at your draft business plan. We may have spent some time talking to you about your venture capital chat. All of these are attainable and they're relevant and they're time-bound. And ultimately, if you do that, the probability of you being able to complete and graduate at May is, you know, probability is increased dramatically, rather than simply just starting and getting to the end of it when you get to the end of it, because then it may not in fact be until November 2018, which is in Brisbane, and you may not want to go there, or you have to wait. And doesn't mean you can't complete the program, obviously, but in terms of, you know, enjoying the graduation experience, which both Chris and Abdul, who are with us tonight, have enjoyed. It's pretty cool, isn't it, guys?
Yeah, it's awesome.
One was in Brisbane, so.
Yeah. So it's, you know, absolutely worth having a goal in mind to actually achieve that, you know, and whether you're in New Zealand, Australia, you've got May in New Zealand and November in Australia or vice versa. So tip number two, aim at something, and if you stay focused, if you don't achieve it, you're going to get very, very close to it. Aim at nothing, and all that it does is it just gives you the permission just to take, you know, everything always expands at the time, you know, that you make available to it. So that would be my tip. Tip number three has a few elements to it. What I would strongly recommend is you go through all of the components on the platform and print off all of the key elements to it, all of the notes, all of the quizzes that you will complete at the end of each of the sessions that you watch, and I'll explain why. All of the individual assessment details, the final written evaluation for the business component part of the program, basically every single component, so you've got it in hard copy. Then obviously have some system, such as a folder system, in which you can access those resources and use those resources as you work progressively through the program. Invariably, if you're not already set up with a laptop or something similar, because if you've already been doing the fitness, then you will be, take advantage of the Max app, which gives you, you know, easy access to a lot of these resources in a convenient way. So for some of us, you know, that way we don't necessarily have to be at our desk to be able to take advantage of some of the learning, and you can access the platform through your phone, listen to the sessions, etc., while you're driving in your car or whatever. And most of us these days have, you know, phone data programs that are fairly generous that will allow us to take advantage of that. So basically you're establishing, you know, sure you're going to use up a bit of paper and sure you're going to use up a bit of ink, but I'll explain why with one of my other tips, why having these resources at your fingertips is really great. For example, if you were going to do a session, let's say session 65, and You've printed off the quiz that you have to answer at the end of that session. I would thoroughly recommend that the first thing that you do before watching the quiz is read the quiz questions. Get familiar with the quiz questions, and as you are progressively going through that session, watching it on your computer, watching it on your phone, listening to it, or whatever the case may be, you've got the ability to do two things. One is to write the answers down as you come across them, as you're working through the session and you're hearing the answer and you're taking notes. Or secondly, if you're actually in your car or something and therefore you can't write it down, you will be able to link what you heard or in the audio, for example, to the question in the quiz that you have familiarized yourself with before you actually jumped into that quiz. And therefore, when you've completed the session, you're going to have essentially able to have a completed quiz, which you can then go online, answer the quizzes online, which automatically marks and tells you whether you've been successful in achieving that or not. And if, as you know, you don't get a quiz correct, it doesn't tell you which question you've got right or which question you've got wrong, and it reorders it when you attempt it. But the fact that you've had access to the quiz and a hard copy, you've been referring to it as you've been watching or listening to the session, the chances of you being able to identify where perhaps you've come up with the wrong answer will be much more likely than having to struggle your way through and perhaps watch the whole session again in order to try and identify where you've gone wrong. That also applies for the final written evaluation, and I'll come to that a little bit later on as one of my other tips. But having these resources printed out and available to you to refer to make notes on, is a really, really smart thing to do. Sure, there's a bit of time involved in that, and sure, you might use up a ream of paper or something like that. And if you don't have access to a printer, that makes it a little bit more difficult. But having said that, these days, most workplaces are flexible, local library, etc. There's always ways of making that happen if you don't actually have your own printer at home. So never let something like that become a roadblock for you taking advantage of that that important tip. That's tip number three. Tip number four is essentially watch, listen, and learn. And I'm strongly recommending that you you work through the sessions in sequence. You don't have to, and we often are attracted to a title of a session or something that particularly sparks interest. Oh, I want to have a look at the sales, or I want to jump forward and I want to have a look at the advertising, or I want to jump forward and have a look at something else. They are put together in a logical sequence, and a sequence that is ideal for you to be able to start thinking about your business plan and the business planning process and the sequential steps that you would go through in developing the business plan that you have to complete for a program or to complete for the qualification, but ultimately to develop the business plan that will be your roadmap for, you know, developing a successful business. So, you know, watch, listen, use all of the sessions, recommend in sequential order, you know, applying your own learning style, taking advantage and recognizing whether you're more of a, you know, visual or auditory learner or a combination of both. Complete the quiz as soon as you have watched the session, and don't let that bone go until you know you've got 100% correct. And then you know that session is completed. Doesn't mean you can't come back to that session to refresh or just to check something that comes up as you work through another session further down the way, but you know that you've locked that session off, you've completed that particular task. Then move on to the next session and take advantage of the building blocks that occur as we move through those through the individual sessions and the reason that they're put together in that order. For example, advertising and marketing comes before sales, and that's totally logical because, you know, you would normally advertise and do marketing for your business before you have the opportunity to make sales. To jump in and learn all about sales in the sales process, which is, you know, all about communication and quite fun, seems a little bit odd when you haven't really learned about how to attract the people in the first place, which is why the marketing sessions are positioned in front of the sales sessions on the in the program. So that's tip number four. Tip number five is one of the resources that you will have printed out will be, and this is just a snapshot of what it looks like, is the final written business evaluation. Just like the individual quizzes that apply to each session, obviously this is a series of questions that you complete separately at the end of the business program, generally speaking, either under some form of supervision, justice of the peace, could be Kerry and Rowie if you live in Auckland, you happen to take advantage of that fact. But it's a test. We don't call it a test, we call it a quiz because we don't like tests. But having printed it out at the outset, you now know the questions that you're going to be asked in that final quiz setting, where, you know, 100% is required in order for us to say that you're industry ready. Now, as you're working through the sessions, and the questions in the final written business evaluation are pretty sequential. They do jump around a little bit, but they do tend to follow the sequence of the sessions. I would thoroughly recommend that you write the model answer to the question that relates to the session that you have watched, or the question. Sometimes there's more than one question for a particular session. You write the model answers for that question on completion of having watched that session. Now, to be able to do that, you need to be familiar with what the questions are, so you know that, you know, having watched, for example, the session on wealth creation, you're able to answer the wealth creation questions in the final written business evaluation, and you develop a model question, sorry, a model answer. Now, what that means is by the time you come to the end of the business sessions, you have as a refreshment resource, as a reference resource, you have now got a model set of answers for the fitness business evaluation. Now, what's more than that, you know, I'm happy, as would Kerry and Rowie be, if you would have sent that through and said, this is not my final written business evaluation test, but these are the model answers that I have prepared based on my completion of the individual sessions. Would you be prepared to, or would you mind looking at those just to make sure that I'm on track? Then absolutely, we would do that. It would take us 5 minutes to look through the answers to the questions, and I'd come back to you and I'd say, Louise or Rosie or Shayla, whoever it was the case, look, you've got perfectly good answers. I think you could perhaps have a look at question number 68 and question number 73 might just need a little bit more work. I'm not going to tell you the answer because I want you to go away and find it. Send them back to me when you're confident you've got them bang on. But if you use that now as a refreshment resource, as a study resource, when you walk into that room in front of the Justice of the Peace or out to Kerry and Rowie's house, and you sit down and you answer the final quiz in the formal setting, you'll know that you'll have in your mind's eye the picture of the questions that you have completed as model answers as you've worked through the program. Very powerful tool. And if you do it as you progress through at the end of each of the sessions that you've watched, it will take you a small amount of time at the end of each session rather than quite a large amount of time at the end, if you try and come up with a model set of answers once you've completed it, and your memory is not quite as good, and you will have to spend more time going back to refresh some of the sessions that you've watched. So that's my top tip number five. Tip number six is around the business plan, and the business plan is the single biggest assignment, for the sake of a better term, that's associated with the completion of the business part of the program. The venture capital chat sort of falls out of the bottom of the the business plan, and is like, if you like, is an abbreviated version of that that you put together for delivery to a group or to presentation to Kerry or myself. But the business plan itself is a really important document in business. And the reason I've got Plan A and Plan B there is, and Plan A is crossed out, is to recognise that while you're completing the qualification, please understand that you are completing a business plan for the purpose of the qualification. You may not necessarily have all of the decisions made, all of the things clear in your head about what exactly it is you're going to do once you've completed the program and you've graduated. And it doesn't mean that the business plan that you complete for us is the business plan that you must go out and implement in your business, because you may, you know, you've different opportunities will present themselves, you'll come up with different ideas, and you'll come up with a slightly different business plan, or in some cases a completely totally different business plan, because, you know, you just had a brilliant idea one day, or were presented with a fantastic opportunity that you decided to pursue. And obviously in that setting, you would develop a new business plan for that new business venture. So the business plan that you're developing is primarily based on the idea that you have now, that you have while you're completing the program, and that you're going to use as your idea, your business idea, for the purpose of completing a business plan for the qualification. You don't sign a contract with us to say that you must go out and implement that plan, okay? Now, within one of the resources in the library is this business planning and startup checklist. And this is another document that I'd really recommend that you become familiar with. There's lots of questions in this document around things that you need to think about when you're contemplating a business plan or starting up a business. And as you work through the sessions, just like you're going to complete the individual quizzes and the model answers for the final written evaluation as you work through the session, you can make some notes that relate to the session that you've just completed in your business startup checklist, and so that you're aware of all of the things that you need to consider, all of the things that need to be covered or contemplated within your business plan, such that when at the end of the entire program, when you sit down to start develop the actual business plan and you're using the framework that's provided for on the platform, you've got answers to all of these questions. And not so much answers to these questions, you've got notes about things that thoughts and ideas that the checklist has provoked in you as you've worked through the individual sessions. And that will make completing the business plan so much easier, because you'll be able to go back and say, you'll be able to look at, when I watched this session, I picked up on this idea and that idea, and the checklist prompted me to think about, you know, this topic, this idea, and this idea. Now, I'm not going to go through with the checklist now, because that will be the topic of the business planning session that we'll do further down the track. But the checklist is there to prompt you to think about the things. And when you think about them as you're watching the session, make some notes, just some little dot points, or draw some pictures, or whatever is going to help you to remember the thoughts you had at that time. And then when you come to actually start writing the business plan, you'll be in a much, much better position to be able to do that, and much more confident in being able to just, you know, let go and come up with a fantastic plan. So that's tip number six. Tip number seven is surprisingly something that doesn't happen as much as it should. All of you are entitled to mentoring from, you know, Kerry and Roy or myself, depending on our respective areas of expertise, and not enough of you take advantage of it. And as it says there, mentoring is a brain to pick, an ear to listen, and someone to push you in the right direction. But as it says, you know, you only get out of it what you put in. And so you really should be tapping into us as you're working through the program. You don't have to, you know, we're not here to answer the questions for you. We're not here to tell you what to do and how to do it, but we are here to use as a resource to bounce your ideas off, to clarify your understanding or to clarify your interpretation of some of the things that you've learned, to seek guidance on how you might approach something where you can show that you've watched the session, you've learned from the session, and you're thinking about it, then, you know, the mentoring that you'll get will be, you know, extremely, extremely valuable. But equally, if you just come forward and say, hey, I don't know the answer to that question, what is it? Then I'll just say, turn around and say, go back and watch session number 65, or go back and watch session number 75, whatever the case may be, because the answer's in there, and I'm just not going to give it to you straight off the bat. But if you come to me to talk about your ideas and, you know, how you might approach this and how you might approach that, then we've got a lot of experience between us that we can offer to help help you through the business component of the program, and particularly help you in putting your business plan together, and then ultimately down the track to implementing your business plan and using the tools that you have in your toolkit to develop a successful business. So the mentoring is there. Take advantage. If you don't, you're silly. Yeah, so that's, you know, my final tip number seven. Finally, just a bonus thought. I just stumbled across this. If you're not willing to learn, no one can help you. But if you're determined to learn, no one can stop you. So, you know, in the business component, there is just so much information. You know, if you're open to it, you absorb it, you learn it, you link into the mentoring, you know, you will, and then ultimately you apply that, you know, you use the tools that you have in your toolkit the way they're meant to be used, success is inevitable rather than not so. But in my experience, far too many people don't apply what they've learned. Far too many people don't use all of the tools that they have in their toolkit, and don't apply, you know, the learning that they've had along the way, or alternatively, the learning has become superficial. It's been about getting the qualification rather than learning it in order to be able to apply it and as such then develop a successful business. So that's my top seven tips for this evening. Any questions about any of those tips or how you might use them or anything related to that which anyone would like to throw out there? Don't be shy.
Hi, Steve.
Hey, Shayla.
Now, I attended one of these sessions with you last year. I'm looking at some of my notes that was in August.
Yes.
And it was certainly very helpful. I have followed quite a few of those tips from it.
Yes.
But like you mentioned, in the business, I did jump from one session to the other.
Yeah.
And I think that was my biggest mistake that I made.
Yeah.
But I have learned from that mistake, and I am now following in my other program because I started the business part first.
Yes.
And I have started following session by session rather than jumping.
Yeah.
So that has been quite helpful, and I have printed every material as you mentioned earlier. So very helpful tips. Thank you very much.
No, that's great. I mean, even the fitness sessions, they absolutely are sequential. That they tend to build from a foundation, and the business is no different. I mean, will it make, ultimately, if you do all the sessions, if you're able to bring all the parts of the jigsaw puzzle back together, then that's fantastic. But, yeah, I think working through them sequentially will be smart. It links into the way the business planning process flows as well, which will make that process easier for you. And, you know, it builds, you know, from the a bit like a, you know, it's a bit like building a house, you know, do the foundation before you start putting the roof on, you know. So, as an analogy. So that's great that you've you know, benefited from that.
Yeah, thank you.
Awesome. Okay. Any questions from anybody else? No? Everyone's shy. Okay, that's fine. That's fine. So just to recap, just race through really quickly. know the platform, know the content, set some goals, if you aim at nothing, guess what? That's exactly what you'll hit. Have some clear goals that meet the SMART principles of goal setting, and you may not actually smack the bullseye right in the middle, but you'll get pretty close, because that's just the nature of goal setting. Take the time up front to, get all those resources printed out, have them at your fingertips, take advantage of the technology, take advantage of, the audio, the video, use the app so you can, you can be online in your car rather than listening to nonsense on the radio, whatever the case may be. Systematically work through the program, complete the quizzes as you go, and don't let that bone go until you've got it right. And if you do stumble on something, if you come forward saying, look, I've done this quiz and I can't work out where I'm going wrong, these are the answers that I've got, and I'm just totally not sure, and I've been back and looked at the session, obviously we're going to help you, but it's about you. I'm sure if you have printed off the quiz at the start before you've watched the session and you've read it, chances of that happening in my mind are quite slim. Definitely print off the final business evaluation and complete the model answers as you go. So by the time you finish the final session, you will have that final fantastically completed model set of answers. Send them through to me. I'm happy to review them and come back and say, fantastic. Memorize those and you'll smash it out of the ballpark, or alternatively, I'll tell you you've got a little bit of work to do on question X, 1, 2, 3, or whatever the case may be. Take advantage of the business planning startup checklist. It'll make the completion of your business plan so much easier. And then ultimately, mentoring. Between Kerry and Roe and myself, we've all got areas of expertise. And if you don't hook into that, I'm going to be rude now, you're an absolute idiot. And if you do, that's fantastic, because we all enjoy, the mentoring process. And you'll benefit from that. Significantly. So thanks for being here tonight, guys. Hopefully that's been of benefit to you, and if anyone wants to chat to me individually, then that's what the mentoring is all about. Just fire me an email to steve@maxfitnesscollege.com and we'll hook up a time to catch up by Skype, and we can go over any of your individual questions that you may have about tonight, or any challenges that you're finding as you go. How does that sound?
Sounds great. Thank you.
Awesome. All right.
Sounds good.
That's good, Steve.
Okay.
Thanks, Steve.
Yep. Thanks, guys. Have a great night. We're going to let us Kiwis go back into some cool space, and poor Louise is going to go back into her mild 35 degrees.
I'm actually going to go walk the dogs now, so it'll be a bit cooler.
Too hot for that. Too hot for that. All right, guys. Have a great night. Okay. We'll see you soon.
Thank you.
See you. Thanks.